Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. At the outset, I wanted to welcome among us Ambassador Carclins, but I should have been faster at getting my card up. In any case, like others, I would like to thank him for his commitment last year and for his initiative this spring. This, I think, has been very beneficial. His call to comment on the guiding principles was extremely useful. It allowed us to do important work this spring, and review the key elements as well as fleshing out our discussions. The most important thing, I think, is that this exercise allowed us to identify a number of commonalities, and they are reflected in paragraph 21 of Ambassador Carclins' document. What is positive here is that our debates in the past 2 days have shown that we have in fact already moved beyond this document. And what I wanted to say to Ambassador Carclins is that he was too modest in identifying commonalities within the document. Referring to the discussion that we have been holding since Monday, for example, as regards international law and IHL, I think we have a number of elements where we have a certain convergence, which shows within which situations an automated weapons system would be illegal. We have a number of elements that we have identified there. And if we look at principle C in the document, as raised by other colleagues, comparing our discussions this week with those of last year on aspects related to human control or human participation, whichever term we use, we have made considerable progress and we have a lot of commonalities. Last year there was a certain dichotomy. Some felt that human application at the design stage was enough. Others felt it had to be there at the time of opening a fire. This year we have contributions and positions which are much more detailed and nuanced. I wanted to say, therefore, that the document was too modest, because what Ambassador Carclins does in paragraph 21C, where he speaks of human involvement, here he says that further work is required, but he doesn't mention all of the work that has been done since last year, and that deserves to be emphasized. I also think we have made a lot of progress on the common understanding of the review of laws systems. And when looking forwards, I think the main thing here would be to continue working around these commonalities and identify what needs further work. I would entirely agree with Ambassador Kirkland when he emphasized the importance of being particularly attentive to the issue of human control, human participation, because that is now a key element. We have work to do there. There are things that need further exploration, but in this field, we need to be attentive to this as we move forward. And the last thing I wanted to say is this. It would be timely to focus on fleshing out these commonalities and the nature of the guiding principles, whether they are merely a framework for our work or whether they have some scope beyond that. But that will be a secondary issue if we are able to move forward on some or all of the commonalities, whether it is human control, legal aspects, or review of laws. I will leave it there, thanking Ambassador Kirkland once more for all of his efforts and regretting that he is not here to reap the fruits of his work. Thank you.